Yeah, I suppose, Kenny, there's a lot of people thinking this year, you know, heard stories about, you know, even from the management saying that there was going to be a lot of changes from this season on. And, you know, what can we say about him? And, you know, he's been such a servant of Donegal. You know, I remember him coming in at the start and, you know, he was an attacking half-back then and he became such a vital piece of the Donegal jigsaw because any big man came in, Eamon picked him up and every time nullified the threat. And him and his bro Neil inside, you know, were two of the most feared defenders in the country and were such a platform for that success at Donegal's.
Can you fear this group of players now, Brent? Maybe a few of them, like after Colin McFadden going, Eamon McGee going now, can you see any more following that?
I suppose Rory came back, you know, out of retirement. I suppose the questions around that. You know, there's players there you would say have a lot of miles on the clock, and probably kind of, you know, the last few years, players that have maybe developed for us, the likes of Paddy McBurdy, the two McHughes, like even McNeilish, they've all been in an attacking sense. They've been waiting for a few defenders to come in. And, you know, a lot of people, like, you always find it, I find it awkward talking about lads that have been such servants, and they're obviously still the best players. You know, people are wondering where these guys are coming from. But, you know, all these guys like Eamon and Lacey and Cavan, and these have put the shoulder to the wheel for Donegal so many times, and even in their latter years kept going. So the likes, I suppose, of Gillespie coming in this year, you know, it's a pity last few years there hasn't been a few fellas like Gillespie come in to help out and just to rejuvenate that defence, because you've seen against Dublin the last night, it's hard to cope with so much pace and power, but certainly that once you get to Croke Park, you need that searing pace and that ability to handle guys breaking forward. So, you know, but what can I say? From Eamon's perspective, like, I know he's residing in Letterkenny now, and maybe he'll do something for Unions going forward, but certainly, as I say, what a career he's had for Godot and Donegal. Wish him all the best in the future.